Welcome to Encounter the Heart of God podcast. I'm your host, Susan B. Mead. I'm so glad that you're here today to listen and lean in a little closer. I pray you feel the sweet kindness of the Lord as you listen now. Hello, I'm Susan B. Mead, and I'd like to share a little story about Lefty Liar and Righty Righteous One. It's in the Bible. I bet you didn't know that. You're asking me where, girl, because I ain't never say no Lefty Liar and Righty Righteous One. Well, you may have. It just wasn't titled like that. I'm going to talk about John 10:10, and I'm going to read that verse to you now so I make sure I have it exactly right. Jesus is talking, and he says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So that's John 10:10. And I'd like people to hold out their hands, and I'm going to talk about your left hand. I'm going to put the liar in your left hand, the thief who steals, kills, and destroys. Put that in your left hand. That's the lefty, the liar. But Jesus is talking, in your right hand is the righteous one, the chosen one, the Son of God. He says he came to give life and life to the full, or some versions say abundant life. So put Jesus in your right hand, that righteous one, abundant life, life to the full. So you've got lefty, liar, steal, kill, and destroy. And you've got righty, righteous one, abundant life, life to the full. Now, why does this matter? Well, I'm going to share some things that I've heard people say that literally made God illuminate this passage to me because it made sense. And I'm so visual. When I can see something, I can retain it. It's like, why did God give my mother cancer? Well, God is Jesus, and he's in the right hand, the righteous one. He gives abundant life. Where's cancer? Is that steal, kill, destroy? Is that in the right hand, or is that from the liar in the left hand? Cancer steals life. It kills people. It destroys lives. So did it come from God, Jesus, the righteous one? Or did the liar, the thief, steal, kill, and destroy that life with cancer? Can you see it? Does it make sense to you now? It did to me. Or why did this and why did that and why did Jesus make this happen? And I always go back to, are you talking about life and life to the full? Because that's from Jesus. That's his promise. Or are you talking about death and destruction and stealing and killing, all that is good and healthy? That would not be from God. That is from this fallen world, from the devil, the enemy of our soul, the thief that comes to steal, kill, destroy. And that's what I know. And people say, well, how can there be a God in this world if this, 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 and this? How come? Whatever. Is it from the righteous God who says life? Or is it the one who causes us to fall and steals us and throws rocks in our path to trip us up and to make us stumble? But he makes sure that we're pointing our fingers at that righteous God, the one who gains life. Yeah, he has us blaming Jesus instead of the liar for all the things that befall us. You know, and I think that's so important for us to truly learn that the thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. But I, Jesus, come to give abundant life, life to the full. And when we recognize where our help comes from, our help is from the Lord. We are better able to stop. And I give you James 4:7 now. Therefore, submit to God. And therefore is there for a reason. It's therefore now. Because of this, submit to God. Submit means, sub means under, and mit means mission. Come under the same mission as God. As Christians, that's our whole thing, is to be under the mission of God, Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. Submit to God. Resist the enemy, the lefty, the liar, and he will flee. You might have to submit and resist many, many times, but there comes a time that that persistent one says, they're steadfast. They're steadfast in resisting me. I'll go find somebody that's going to open the door and let me in. Do you realize that there might be an open door that we need to shut? And I'll talk about that next time. I pray that God blesses you with an understanding of this scripture illuminated. Take care. I'd love to hear what you thought of today's episode. Would you connect with me on Facebook at Author Susan B. Meade? Thank you.